Masechet Pesachim begins with the mitzvah b'dikas chometz. We usually assume b'dikas chometz is mitzvah. The Gemara says mid'raisa b'bitul b'almasagi. Once you mevatel the chometz, there's no problem. So it's only mid'rabbanan that we require a b'dikas chometz. That's what it says in the Gemara. And nonetheless, we recite a bracha. The Gemara says b'feirish that the bracha is al bi'ur chometz. Even though the word bi'ur means to destroy, but the beginning of the destroying process is the searching for the chometz. So the Gemara has a shadow. Do you say Livra'er or do you say Albir? But the Gemara is beferish that one recites a bracha at the beginning before you start doing the Bedikas Chometz. And the Gaonim say that you're not allowed to talk from the time that you say the bracha till you complete the whole Bedikas Chometz. Like by Tkiyah Shofar, you have to say the bracha over Lasiyasma not to be mafsik until you finish the whole Tkiyah Shofar, from after you finish all the Tkiyah. It says on Pesach night, when Shulchan Aruch says, when you say the bracha al achilas matzah, since we have matzah and moror, and then we have koirach, and the reason why we have koirach is because it's a sofek, whether we paskin like Hillel or not. Hillel says you have to eat the matzah and the moror together. The Chachamim say you have to dafki eat the matzah and the moror separately. But the Gemara says that we don't know whether to paskin like Hillel or to paskin like the Chachamim. Ashad delehit mehilchus alok Hillel alok Chachamim. So we do everything twice. That's how the Gemara says on Kuf Tezvav and Ahavshda to Lake Mehilchasa, Lucky Hill of a Lucky Rabban, we don't know how to paskin. So we say the Brach al Achilas Matzah, we eat Matzah. Then we say Brach al Achilas Mar, we eat Mar. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't be mafsik until after you have the Korach, because maybe you weren't yotzei anything. Maybe the dinner is like Hillel, and you have to dafki eat the Kricha together. So you're not allowed to be mafsik till you finish. The Achreinim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quote a Chumr from the Shalom. Zolbetschik said that his grandfather Abchaim observed that chumr from the Shalom. Not to talk from the time they say the brach al achilas matzah to left to eat the afikoyim.
Oh boy!
Because the Rashban and Taisa say on that daf kuf tezvav and aleph a long Taisa that what is afikoyim all about? The afikoyim is the ikar mitzvah achilas matzah. When we say hamoitzi in the beginning of the meal on Pesach night, that's like every Shabbos and Yom, every meal. You always say hamoitzi in the beginning of the meal. But the ikar mitzvah matzah, really we have in mind to be yotzi with the last kazayis. What's that? Because in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, they used to eat the Korban Pesach at the end. The Korban Pesach was nechal ala sov at the end of the meal. And in conjunction with the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, they used to eat matzah at the end of the meal, and they used to eat morah at the end of the meal. So today we don't have the Korban Pesach, but the matzah that we eat at the end of the meal, we have in mind that that's really the ikar mitzvah matzah. And when we eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal, we have to say a bracha al achilas matzah, but we have the farish and zin, we have in mind not to be yotzei. So what he's saying, a bracha then?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Pesach says it over here in context of this Gemara. The Gemara discusses the Mishnah, what do you do if you don't have two different vegetables? One vegetable for karpas and one vegetable for marah. Let's say you only have romaine lettuce, you only have horseradish, whatever. You're going to use the same vegetable twice. You're going to use it first for karpas, then you're going to use it for marah. So the Gemara has a machlokes, and the Gemara says, on that daf, hilchos k'rav chizda, we pass on the kavasi, the rav chizda, we pass like rav chizda. When you eat the romaine lettuce for the karpas, and you have in mind not to be yotzei maror, because there's a seder lachatchila on Pesach night. It says, on matzos umarorim vechlu. First you're supposed to eat matzah, then you're supposed to eat mor. It's not the same as Yom Kippur, that the seder avodas yom kippurim is ma'akev b'diyevet. If you do the one zrika before the other zrika, you're not yotzi, you have to do it all over again. On Pesach night, the Seder is just lachatchila, the Rashbam says, but there is such a Seder lachatchila. First you have to do an order. First you have matzah, and then you have morah. That's how the Belt says. How come you say manishtana on Pesach? Why don't you say manishtana on Sukkot? Everybody goes out of the house and they eat in the Sukkot. That's more strange than eating drink a gabrikosis and eating matzah and so on. So the Belt says, no, the Jews were always running away from the Nazis. So they were always running away, they were always hiding somewhere. So eat the sukkah, that's not so strange. But the Jews never do anything in order. That's the problem. Manishtan Allah says, what are you doing in order? What's going on? That's a peladigazah. Rabbi Hirsch has in one place, he writes in one of his svarim, that the whole Torah Shabbat had to go through a Rebbe Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, was a descendant of Goyim. He was from a Mishpachas Gerim. The Jews never could organize anything. The organization they got from the Goyim. So the whole Torah Shabbat Fair had to go through Rabbi Akiva, had a Goyish cup. He would organize everything. So I remember once I was sitting at a wedding, and Rabbi Yishvei was sitting at the same table. I showed him this and this sefer. Wow, his eyes were popping out. How can you, Rabbi Hirsch said that? It's really true. That's what he said. They quoted Rabbi Hirsch. He said like that. So there is a seder. On Pesach night, there is a seder lachatchila. It's not as common, not as severe, not as important as the seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, where the seder is makir b'diavad. There it says chukah. Whenever it says chukah, it's likuga. On Pesach night, the Rashbam shows in the Gemara that there is a seder lachatchila. The seder lachatchila is on matzahs first, the merorim second, yochlu. First you eat the matzah, then you eat the mor. So when you eat the karpas, let's say he only has one vegetable, so he eats the same romaine lettuce twice. He eats it first for karpas. He has in mind not to be yotzei mor. If he's going to be yotzei mor first, he's doing shaloi ala seder. He's not going to eat the matzah till later, till after hamotzi. And the karpas is all the way in the beginning. So he has in mind when he eats the karpas not to be yotzei mor. And he's only going to be yotzei mor later, but still the gemara paskins, he say ala achilas mor in the beginning. Kosof, he's eating mor. So that's where Rashbam and Tosfos say we do the same thing on Pesach night with ala achilas matzah. We start off the meal hamotzi. That's the way you always start off with hamotzi. We say ala achilas matzah, but we have in mind not to be yotzei with the matzah in the beginning. We have in mind to be yotzei with the afikomen at the end. Tosfos gives the mashal from Tkiyah Shofar. Right, that's this Tosfos gives the mashal from Tkiyah Shofar. Tosfos says we have in mind not to be yotzei with the Tkiyah's the miyushal. You have in mind, we're saying the bracha then because we're blowing shofar, but everybody's supposed to have in mind, as those of Tosfos, not to be yotzei with the Tkiyah's the miyushal. You want Dafke to be yotzei with the Tkiyah's in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz. The Tkiyah's al Seder HaBrach. So the Shalom is quoted. Shalom was this also lived in Eretz, same time as the Beis Yosef, a little after the Beis Yosef. So the Shalom is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that he had such a chumrah that you shouldn't talk from the time you say the bracha ala hilas matzah to after you eat the afikomen, because the ikar mitzvahs matzah is really the afikomen. No, that's not everybody observes that chumrah. Most people hold that you're allowed to talk. So the Gemara says the Farish that when you start doing the B'dikas Chometz, you have to say a bracha, and the Goyin Amara Oibel Asiyosam, and the Goyin Amaran, that it's not proper to talk from the time you say the bracha Al Bir Chometz, not till after you burn the Chometz tomorrow morning. You can't talk all night long. No, till after you finish the whole B'dikas Chometz. When you finish the B'dikas Chometz, then even the Shalom is makeup, that you're permitted to talk before you actually burn the Chometz tomorrow morning. Yes. So the Gemara has seen him. What if a person is going away on vacation? He's going to be in a different location on Pesach. So the Mishnah says he's supposed to do B'dikas Chometz a specific night. Usually Leil B'dikas Chometz is the night of the 14th of Nisan. And this year, because it's Leil Shabbos, so we mark them, we do B'dikas Chometz the night of the 13th of Nisan. So the Gemara says if you're leaving your home within 30 days before Pesach, then you have to do B'dikas Chometz earlier. Kodem Azman. What if you're leaving your home more than before Purim? You're leaving your home before Purim, more than 30 days before Pesach? So then the Gemara says it depends. Do you plan to come back in the middle of Pesach or not? Plan to come back, then you have to be both comes even if you leave your home before Purim. So the Rishonim on the Daf have a machlokes. So you recite a bracha when you do a B'dika Mukdemes. When you do B'dika Chometz before this month. So in Shulchan Aruch, there are more paskins know that a bracha is not recited when you do a B'dika Mukdemes. So there were some Gedolim in the past generation who used to recommend to the Balabatim that they should do say a bracha against the Shulchan Aruch. Because they were afraid that if you tell Balabatim, you do a mitzvah, you don't say a bracha, that means that it's a fake mitzvah, a shvacha mitzvah. So they're going to do a shvacha b'dikas chometz. In order to make sure that they do a better b'dikas chometz, so they used to paskin, some of them would say against the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, you say a bracha even when you do a b'dika mukdemes. The practice is even though the Gedolim who did like that, that is not the common practice. Everybody knows you're supposed to do a proper b'dikas chometz even if you're leaving in advance before. And the halacha says you don't say brach. You only say brach when you do the mitzvah d'shleimusa on the leil b'dik. If you do the mitzvah d'mugdam, then a brach is not recited.
The Mishnah has doing b'mugdim. This year we're doing b'mugdim, but we do say avocha.
Yeah, but this the whole b'dikas chometz is a takana mid the rabbanon. So on a normal year, the takana was leil yudalit, and on this year, this was the takana that is leil yudgimel. Kach tikno chachamim that this year this is the correct one. The Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim regarding this mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. Ach, but Yom Harishon Tashbisu, Yom Harishon doesn't mean you destroy the chametz on the first day Pesach. The Gemara has a whole proof that it means the word Rishon and Achron in modern Hebrew, in the days of the Gemara, modern Hebrew today for sure, but even in the days of the Gemara, Rishon and Achron means first and last. And the biblical Hebrew doesn't always mean first and last, it means prior and latter. So the Gemara says that Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu means the day prior to Pesach. You should destroy the chametz the day before Pesach. Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu. So how exactly do you fulfill Tashbisu? Rav Yehuda is of the opinion in the Mishnah, ain't your chametz over the treifer. He learns that just like it says, "Sarachta sanoisa bo'esh." You have to destroy noisa. If you left all the karbonas, you have to burn the karbonas. So just like you have to burn noisa, so too you have to burn chametz. And if you dispose of the chametz by flushing it down the toilet, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And the chachamim disagree with Rav Yehuda, and their opinion is hashbasasa b'chol dor. So machlekes Rav Yehuda and the chachamim, normally one would paskin yochet v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. The din should be like the chachamim, that you can fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa in any form or fashion. How come the minig is, everybody knows, sorfin, the mishnayis keep on talking about sorfin, burning the chametz. Why do you burn the chametz? What is it? He the mitzvah to burn. So he the mitzvah to be yotzei shitas Rav Yehuda, he was outvoted. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda. So the answer is that Rashi passes like Rav Yehuda. Rashi holds that the Stam Mishnah and the end of Tmurah says like Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah lists off Isuri Hanoah that are divided. If there are some things that are asa b'achila mutabano, let's say chazer is asa b'achila mutabano. Behemoth men, nevela is asa b'achila mutabano. All kinds of things asa b'achila mutabano. From the things that are asa b'ano, so some of them require sreifa, and most of them do not require sreifa. Let's say, by mistake somebody cooked basa b'cholov, by mistake somebody bought basa b'cholov from the store. So what do you do with it? You have to burn it? You don't burn it, you throw it out in the garbage, you dispose of it. You shouldn't leave it around the house, mishum chashash takova, someone's going to eat it. So you have to dispose of it. But sustainish that you have to burn it. If you have arla, if you have klaya kerem, if you have pikol naisetane, if you have truma tameyos, and the Mishnah says that you have to burn. So the last Mishnah in Tamura lists off all of these Suri Hanoah divided into two categories. Some of them are nisrafim, some of them have to be burned, and some of them are nikvarim and just have to dispose of it somehow. So that Mishnah goes like Rav Yehuda. It ain't be a chometz ala b'sreifa. So Rashi holds that since you have a stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda, that's the halacha. We should pass like Rav Yehuda. And most of the Rishonim hold not so. So that's a machlokes halacha l'maisa. And we're generally machmir on that. It ain't be a chometz ala b'sreifa. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Akiva is proving the pshat and the pasuk. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisa sa'or mi batechem, that it doesn't mean that you destroy. That's on the bottom of daf hei omid aleph, going over to omid beis. Rabbi Akiva ima ena tzora. He's proving that ach b'yom rishon tashbisa refers to erev Pesach. It doesn't refer to Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, ein b'yom rishon tashbisa. So he says, and if it means ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, you should burn the chametz on Pesach. So he says, burning chametz is a malacha. It's a malacha to burn chametz. You permit it to do a malacha on yontif if it's the tzorech achal nefesh. Here you're burning the food. That's not the tzorech achal nefesh. So we happen to paskin like this hillel. There is a machlekes this hillel meshamai. I permitted to carry a lulav to shul on Sukkot, not on Pesach. I permitted to carry a talis to shul on Yom Tov Pesach. So we paskin like this hillel that whenever something is tzorach hayom ktas, it doesn't have to be oichal nefesh for eating food. If it's with tzorach mitzvah, it's also permissible. But meshamai hold not so that the only heter is with tzorach oichal nefesh if you're going to eat the food. If you're going to do a malacha, the tzorach kiyum mitzvah, that's not tzorach achal nefesh, you're not allowed to do such a malacha. So somehow, very strange, Rabbi Akiva holds like Beishama. He holds there never was such a machlekes Beishama in Brazil, it's not true. You're not permitted to do a malacha, the tzorach hayom tzav. So according to his opinion, it ain't biyacham mitzvah l'bisreifa, you can only fulfill tashbisu by burning. So Rabbi Akiva is machliach, You can't say pshat in the pasuk ach be'amrish and tashbisu. You should burn the chametz on the first day yom. I can burn the chametz on yom tov. It's a malach and he doesn't hold from itoich. If he would have adopted Beis Hillel's opinion, it would be permissible to burn the chametz on yom tov and fulfill the mitzvah thereby. If that's the mitzvah tashbisu, the just like kachal nefesh is mutter to do a malach. So the tzarach hayom tzach to fulfill the mitzvah is also mutter. But he holds like the Beis Shammai that there's no hetter to do malach the tzarach mitzvah. So that's how he proves that the word Yom HaRishon means Eretz. So the Gemara says, this whole proof of Rabbi Akiva, obviously, Shmamin Atlas, the Gemara says on the top line on Amud Beis, you see that Rabbi Akiva is obviously assuming he doesn't spell out his whole argument. So the Gemara says, you see that one step in his argument is he holds like Rabbi Yudah. And be a chometzal of this race. If Rabbi Akiva would have held Hashbasasa b'chodavar, you can fulfill the mitzvah of destroying the chometz by grinding it and throwing it, flushing it down the toilet. So why would that be a malach on Yom Tov? So grind it up and throw it down the toilet. So Gemara says, Zaraya, that Rabbi Akiva's whole proof is based on the premise that he holds like Rabbi Yudah, Ein Bir Chametzel of Bisreifa, he holds like Bishamai, there's no head to meet Toich, and he put it together, so you can't have a pasuk that says that you burn. So there is a Mishnah, on Mem Tesam and Aleph, the Mishnah discusses, what do you do when Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, the top line on Mem Tesam and Aleph. What do you do when Erev Pesach, like this year, is on Shabbos, and this man that you burn, this man that you're supposed to destroy the Chometz, is on on Shabbos. So how do you destroy the Chometz on Shabbos? So there's a Machlekes HaTanayim, what do you do? So one Tana says you burn the Chometz on Erev Shabbos. The other Tana says, no, you destroy the Chometz on Shabbos. So the Balamor explains on the Mishnah, if you hold like Rabbi Yudah, the name be a chametzal of the Shreifa, so that you can't do on Shabbos. Obviously, that's why Rabbi Meir says you have to destroy, you have to burn it all on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
The day before Erev Yom Tov. The day before, it's not Erev Yom Tov. But if you would hold like the Chachamim, that has besas to b'chol davar, so destroy it on Shabbos. The Gemara says that you're not yet to the mitzvah. Yeah, he says you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. You won't be in violation about your by Matzah, but you're not yet to the mitzvah of Tashbisa. Yeah. Let's say if I sell a chametz to a guy, I'm not yet to the mitzvah there either. I didn't destroy it.
Yeah.
But I'm not right on by your by Matzah. So if you, this is the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is this way. So the
whole.
Right.
Even the
sharp waste. Yeah. It's a mitzvah that you have to destroy the chametz. That's how the Balamor learns. We'll get in a minute. That's how the Balamor learns pshat in the Mishnah. The machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah, whether you should destroy the chametz on Erev Shabbos or no, you can wait till Shabbos and then destroy. Kulam bismanam, you destroy the chametz on Shabbos. How is that? The machlokes is, if you hold ain't be a chametz on the Bisrei for, so of course you have to burn it on Erev Shabbos. You can't burn it on Shabbos, it's a malacha. There's no hetarech on Erev Shabbos. But if you hold Hashbisas and b'chol davar, then the Balamar says you can destroy the chametz on Shabbos. You grind it up and you flush it down the toilet. Sure. So the Rambam paskins, most of the Rishonim paskin not like Rashi. Most of the Rishonim paskin on halacha kechachamim that Hashbisas and b'chol davar. So the Rambam should have written, if we would have been the Rambam, we should have written that if you're having chametz on Shabbos morning and Erev Pesach and you have chametz left over, so the leftover chametz, you don't have to burn it. You grind it up and you flush it down the toilet and you destroy it somehow. Hashbasas b'chol davar, you fulfill a mitzvah. So the Rambam quoted verbatim by the Shulchan Aruch says not so. The Rambam says, and the chametz that's left over, the loaf of challah that's left over on Shabbos morning after you finish your meal, kaif all of the takli, you should put a pot, invert a pot on it and leave it like that till chalamoy. When it comes chalamoy, then you destroy it. So Rabbi Kivege writes on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, it's really, he's commenting on the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is not a book. Shulchan Aruch is just quoting verbatim from the Rambam. Rabbi Kivege says he doesn't understand. Why can't you grind it up and flush it down the toilet? Why don't you destroy it? Hashbasas b'chol davar? The Gemara says, when do you do kaif all of a sakli?
You find
it on Pesach. A person did B'dikas Chametz before Pesach, he didn't do a good job. So in the middle of Yontif, he finds a cookie Chametz, so he's not allowed to handle the cookie, it's mukta. Chametz is also banor, it's mukta. If you have something that's also b'achila mutta banor, you can feed it to the dogs, you can feed it to a goy. So that's not mukta. The Chametz b'Pesach, is a machlek is satanayim. We pass on chametz b'pesach is also b'hanor. Gemara calls Shabbos Aglili holds chametz b'pesach is muta b'hanor. And he the best defense is a
offense.
The best defense is an offense. Yeah. So he says to the other tanayim, I'm surprised at you. Tamei alatznecha. Hey, chametz also b'hanor kol shiva. Whoever heard of such a thing? Wait, whoever heard? Of course, chametz b'pesach is also b'hanor. Whoever heard that is muta b'hanor. Shabbos Aglili. Chametz b'pesach is muta b'hanor. But we hold chametz b'pesach also b'hanor. So if it's also b'hanor, you can't feed it to the dogs, you can't feed it to a nachri. So of course it's mukta. You can't use it. It's a piece of junk. It's a piece of garbage. A garbage is mukta. So the Gemara says, if you find some cookies, chametz dike cookies, on Pesach, on Yontif, mukta, so you can't handle it, so you cover it over with a pot, and a chalamai, right away, after Havdolah, Masa Yontif, it comes chalamai, so you destroy it. But here the Rambam is in the Shulchan Aruch talking the chametz that's left over on Shabbos morning. If you want, you can eat it.
Mutabachila.
So why should it be mukta? So take it and rub it and destroy it. So Rabbi Kevega says he doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rambam, why did they say kof all of the sakli? So years ago, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, every time he used to say over this pshat, but and everybody would laugh, how can it be? Everybody would make fun of Rav Soloveitchik. It's not his pshat to pray Yeshua. Everybody says that pshat. All the standard achredi. He didn't think of it on his own. He got it. He used to use the pnei Yeshua on the Yor Chodesh and all the pilpul svarim on the Mesillah. They all say. They quote Arashi and Beitza on Daf Chav Zayin. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote. The Gemara says in Beitza Daf Chav Zayin, if you have truma, it's supposed to be eaten by Kohan. What if the truma is tomato? The food became tomato. So the Kohan is not permitted to eat it. So what do you do with it? So the Mishnah says you burn it. The Gemara says in Bamem Adlikin, Kishem she mitzvah lisref es hakotchim she nitma'u, just like if you have korbanos that became tomato. It's a pasuk in Chumash that it's a mitzvah to burn it. Kach mitzvah lisref es hatruma she nitma'u. That's a Gemara in Bamem Adlikin. Taisa says, Tupshot Medeh, well, it's really a mitzvah in HaTorah. Mitzvah Litzvah, if it's HaKotch Mishin Nitmo, is a Pasuk in Chumash. So, Kishem, She Mitzvah, Kach Mitzvah Litzvah, sounds like it's a Din Deraisa. So, Taisa is not sure whether that's what it really means, or it's an exaggeration, it's only Medeh Rabbah. But HaKotpanim, that's what it says, a mitzvah to burn the Truma Tameh. So, Rashi writes in a few places, not exactly so. Rashi writes, if you have Truma that became Tomei, the Koyin is not allowed to eat it. But the Behemoth Koyin is Nishkin Yid. Behemoth's coin is a behemoth. So the behemoth doesn't do an avera if he eats truma tameya. So if you have truma tahora, you're not allowed to feed it to a behemoth. It's a bizoyin on truma. Let a person eat it. What you feed, the Gemara talks about feeding truma to a behemoth's coin. The Gemara talks about karshinim shel truma. Karshinim is basically Michael behemoth. If you have Michael behemoth, mamish Michael behemoth, straw, it's not chayv in trumas and maizes. So you're not mafish truma on straw. The only thing that's chayv in Shumas and Maizvis is something that grows in Eretz Yisrael that's Michael Adam. But if it's Roy Lachilas Adam, it's basically Michael Behema, so it's that's Karshinim Shel Shumas, some kind of vegetable that normal human beings don't eat. It's theoretically it's Roy Lachilas Adam, so it's chayv in Shumas and Maizvis. So you mafish the Shumas. But it's not regularly eaten by human beings, so that you can feed to the Behemoth God. So Rashi Sheet is, if you have Truma that was Tahira, and now it became Nitmo, so the coin is not allowed to eat it, because the coin is Jewish. He's not allowed to violate the din of eating Truma Tameh. But the Behemoth coin is not Jewish, so the coin doesn't have to burn the Truma. He can feed it to the Behemoth coin. He can feed it to the Behemoth coin. That's where Rashi writes. So Rashi is bothered, and Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, it's wrong. The Gemara is standing by them, Adlikim, it's a mitzvah, lisref, es hatruma shenitma, you're not permitted to feed it to the behemoth kohen. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. So Rashi is bothered with Akasha, there's a Mishnah in Beit on the Achav Zayin. Mishnah says, if you have truma, tmeya, and yontif, hareze lo yizi zenom im kaima. It's mukzah, because it's a piece of junk and you can't do anything with it. So Rashi asks Akasha, why is it mukzah? You can give it to the behemoth. If you have something that's asa b'achil, asa b'anoi, you can't use it at all, so that's garbage, junk, so that's called mukta. Mukta basically means something that's junk.
You can't get to the behemoth.
If Rashi is right, Rashi asks on himself, if I'm right, and it's permissible to feed the truma tamei to behemoth koyin, so why does the Mishnah say that it's mukta? It's you can burn in this fuel, you can get anoi. Tosfos agrees with that. While you burn it, you can get on the right. But Rashi holds he can mamish feed it to the behemoth koyin, So how can it be Mukta? It's where Michael Behema. So Rashi comes up with a whopper of a Chiddush. Tyson says they never heard of such a thing. It's unreasonable. Rashi says that Gufa constitutes a Malacha. If you give food to a behemoth to eat, so just like people eating food, that's a Nishke Malacha. We have a list of 39 Malachas. So eating food is not a Malacha. So giving food to a behemoth, the behemoth should eat, is also not a Malacha. But if you're giving the food, the Truma Tameh, to the behemoth to destroy it, the mitzvah is you have to destroy the Truma Tameh. So when Rashi holds, you're permitted to feed it to a behemoth Kayin and to destroy it thereby. There's a mitzvah of destroying the Truma Tameh. Or Rashi says, if you're feeding to the Bemis Kohen to fulfill the mitzvah of destroying it, that Gufa constitutes a Malacha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that's the Pshat in the Rambam and the Mechaber. If you have Chometz on Erev Pesach in the morning and it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do Malachas, then not only if you hold the Embi or Chometz under the Tzreifa, if you hold the Tzreifa, of course Tzreifa is a Malacha. Avar is a malacha not only to strike a match. If you have a fire and you throw paper in, you throw chametz in, that's also a malacha deraisa of havar. But the Rambam holds like that Rashi, that not only is there a malacha involved, if you burn something, even if you destroy it, if you're going to grind up the chametz and flush it down the toilet, and you're destroying it, that's also a malacha. So that's why the Rambam says, you're not allowed to destroy the chametz, and our Pesach Shechali is the Shabbat. That's unclear which malacha is it. So that's right. I mean, the Pnei Yeshua has this. This is all straight from the Pnei Yeshua. I know what everybody knows. Mechaim Berlin from Torah V'Das. Everybody remembers from 50 years ago. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this funny Shia. And they say in the middle of a Smicha Techina once. That's right. I think they say Rav Shatzkis asked one of the people, "What do you do in Erev Pesach? What do you do to Chometz?" So the fellow said, "You flush it down the toilet." So Rav Soloveitchik started fighting with Rav Shatzkis. That was the end of the smicha techina. They were fighting for 45 minutes and they didn't ask any more questions. The guy got smicha without answering any other questions. Because they were arguing about that. Everybody knows Rav Soloveitchik sheet. It's not Rav Soloveitchik. It's the Pnei Yeshua and all the standard Mefarshim on the Mesichta. They all say like that. They teach in the Mishnah like that. They have big tilpulim on that. Everybody talks about this. It's a modern, we live in a modern generation. No one looks in the Pnei Yeshua anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody is at risk. Nobody looks in the Pnei Yeshua anymore. Rav Soloveitchik looked in the Pnei Yeshua. He looked in the Yochadosh. It says, that's how they interpret this idea. Either Pnei Yeshua Frek Takash, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara proves, the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Akiva's proof. Rabbi Akiva is, as a pasuk, Ach B'yom Marishin Tashbisu. So Rabbi Akiva says, the word B'yom Marishin must refer to Erev Yom. He can't refer to the first day Pesach because he assumes Ein B'yochametz under the Sreifa. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu is by burning, and burning is a malacha, and he doesn't hold like this Hillel that there's a heter to do a malacha to fulfill a mitzvah that's called mitzvah. He doesn't hold like that. So therefore, he's forced into interpreting B'yom Marishin means Erev Pesach. So how do you know, how does the Gemara know Rabbi Akiva holds Ein B'yochametz under the Sreifa, even if he holds Hashbisasa B'chol Tavah, it's also a malacha. If you all like this kasha, it's also malacha. All like ready master kasha. So the only answer that the teretz is, what malacha is it? That's what he asks. What malacha? When malacha? There's a list of 39 malachas. So they say it's an invention with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such malacha. Rabbi Akiva is trying to prove on the level of the Raisa, Pshat and Chumash. On the level of the Raisa, it's only a malacha if you hold the Indian Chumash of this race. Hashbasas of the Chaldav is not a malacha with the Raisa. It's a malacha mid the Rabbanon. So which malacha is it mid the Rabbanon? So it's the following malacha. There's a Ramon, Shulchan Aruch says, that are you allowed to use a broom to sweep the floor on Shabbat? So the Gemara says, if you have a dirt floor, you got a problem on Mashba Gumas, you may be in violation filling in the hole. But if you have a carpet, or you have a tile floor, linoleum on the floor, whatever you have, tiles on the floor, so then wooden floor, whatever, then there's no issue of filling in the hole. So the Rama says, but there's another issue. If you have a broom where the bristles are going to be falling apart, the calco, you're not allowed to destroy something. Let's say a person on Shabbos, he has a drink in a paper cup and he finishes, and he crumbles the cup and he throws it in the garbage. So the Rama says, you're not allowed to crumble the cup. A new Isim in the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to be mekalkel something. And they bring a rife and the Mishnah says, Kol ha-mekalkel p'turim, and Mishnah and Shabbos. Kol ha-mekalkel p'turim means patur avolos. The Mishnah doesn't mean that. The Mishnah means a different thing. If a person rips a garment, there is a malacha on the book, there's a malacha of Korea. So if a person rips a garment, Korea, shaloyam anas litvar, They did a malach of Korea, but it's Mekalkel. So that's part of Rabba Lot. If he does Korea Amanas Litzvar, then it's a malach of the Reis, it's Mesakin. If he does a malach of Korea, Shalei Amanas Litzvar, then it's also Rabbana. But if he's not even doing malach, he takes a paper cup and he crumbles it in his hand. He rips, he takes something and he rips it apart. He rips, he breaks something. He takes a plastic fork and he breaks it in half. So breaking things is a malach. What malach is it? If you do a malach, then the Kalkal, that's awesome. That's awesome in the Rabbanan. So the Ramo came up with a new idea. There's two more malachas in the Rabbanan. There are 39 malachas in the Torah. There are two more malachas in the Rabbanan to create or to destroy. You can't create anything. What you have to create? The second one is you fix something that's broken. But what if you borrow it? If you create something? So Rashi came up. Rashi and the Shabbos has a new malacha molded. If you create something, how can you create something? The Bari Olam can create
something.
You can't create Yeshmeya. So there's a Gemara that says you're not allowed to take snow and crush it in your hands and have it melt. What's wrong? It's not a Malacha Daraisa. What's wrong over here? So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch writes the same as the Rambam. You're not allowed to squeeze out an orange.
Like changing.
Schita. So this is quoted in the Siman of Schita. It looks like Schita. It's not really. You're not squeezing out water from an orange.
Water.
This is water. You're converting it from solid to liquid state. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, it looks like Schitin and the Rabban. And Rashi learns that you're changing state. When you take a solid and you convert it into a liquid, that's molded. You create. It looks like you're creating a new thing. You're not allowed to create anything new. Molded is a new Malachim and the Rabban. It's not one of the not that it falls under one of the categories of the 39 malachim. There's a new malachim in the Rabbanan of Molid. So Rashi and Beitz on Daf Chazayin writes the other half. You're not permitted to create nor to destroy anything. So if you have Truma Tameya, if you have food and you give it to the behemoth, so the behemoth is eating food. You give straw, the behemoth is eating. But if you have Truma Tameya and you feed it to the behemoth to destroy it, so thus haste destruction, so to create or to destroy, that's a new malach in the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Akiva says on Daf Hey, Rabbi Akiva says the only time it's a malach is if you burn the chametz, if you destroy it in another form, it's mutter. He's talking on the level of the Raisa's mutter. And the Rashi that says, and the Rashi in this Rambam that say, that even if you do hashbasasa b'chal davar, it's a malach, they mean it's a malach in the Rabbanan. It's not a malach in the Raisa.
The behemoth also, that's food.
It's delicious food. Tomei. 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 The halacha doesn't permit the kind to eat it, but it's delicious, healthy food.
If you take a crumpled paper cup, it crumbles, and then you straighten it out, then you press it out, and then
you boil it again. I don't know. Destroy it, crumble it up, and flush it down the toilet. Rabbi Kimega says he doesn't understand the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch.
But the Rambam says on air patient coverage, you can't destroy it?
No. He says, cut all of the sakli.
Even on air.
It's Shabbos.
You can eat it. If you want, you can eat it. It's Mutta Bachila. So why is cut all of the sakli? It's not Mukta. That's where Rabbi Kimega is. It's not Mukta. So why don't you just destroy it? If you do Bisrefa, you'll do a malacha. But Hashbasasa Bachal Dover. Is Nishke Malacha. So the standard pshat, Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't invent it. The standard pshat that all the regular Achreinim on the Gemara says, because that's a Malacha, the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to destroy something, the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds like that, Rashi and Beis. And where did the Rambam get it from? From the Mishnah, Daf Mem Tes, Machlokes HaTanayim. What do you do when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So the first Tana holds you have to destroy everything before Shabbos. And the next Tana says, no, you can grind it up and flush it down the toilet on Shabbos. So how come the first Tana says you have to destroy on Erev Shabbos? So the Baal Hamor says because the first Tana holds like Rav Yudah, and the Chomis El of Israfa. That's highly questionable. Rav Meir holds like Rav Yudah. The first Tana is Rav Meir, it's not Rav Yudah. Where do you get that? Rav Meir holds like Rav Yudah. So the other, so the Pnei Yeshua, the others, they say no. First Tana holds also Hashbasasa B'chol Dover, But he holds that that's a malacha midrabbanan. And then the Gemara says, halacha ki Rav Meir. The Gemara says, we pass like Rav Meir. He passed like Rav Meir. That's what the Rambam said. You're not allowed to destroy the chametz. It's up to everybody knows. You speak to all the people in Lakewood and everybody, yeah, Rav Soloveitchik had this funny sheet. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Not Rav Soloveitchik had a funny sheet. He just farempered Rabbi Kevegi's kasha. Rabbi Kevegi asked what's going on. So he just explained what's going on. That's what it says in the Tanya in Shul. Aloha Lamaisa. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that you should follow the Shulchan Aruch.
Sure.
He thought you followed the Shulchan Aruch.
I was in Hishiyah. One day he said that you shouldn't grind up the chumetz, throw it to the toilet because it's bizu oichel. The next day he came back and says, no, the Tas says you can do it. And that's what you should do it. And so I remember when he was in Hishiyah. That's what he said.
I heard him say that's what I
remember.
Finally, a different time said that. When I was in the later years, they used to say over this explanation in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam.
Well, this has to explain the Rambam, but I don't know. But that's what.
But the Shulchan Aruch says verbatim like the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah writes on this in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah writes when it says koyf all of a sakli. What do you mean koyf all of a sakli? You should not destroy it on Shabbos. You should put it away for Shalomai. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, or if you want, you can flush it down the toilet. What do you mean if you want? Nighttime, daytime, Sunday, Monday, whatever you want. That's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. How can he write if you want, you can destroy it? That's the opposite from what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I remember the times that I heard from Abdul Ejik, he said he thought you should follow the Shulchan Aruch, that it says you shouldn't.
So putting it into a tree, what does that do? Does that make it...
No, you shouldn't come to eat it.
Just to, you shouldn't make a mistake and eat it, but you got to destroy it on Chol HaMoed. He's mevatel it right away. It's still muta b'achilah, so he can still be mevatel chametz. He's mevatel chametz, and he'll wait till Chol HaMoed to fulfill minat Torah. If you're mevatel chametz, you can have a table full of chametz, and there's no problem. With the Rabbanan, you shouldn't rely on people alone. But here, you have no choice. But the Chachamim said, rely on people until Chol HaMoed. Aloha Lamai says, that's the question, what are you supposed to do? That what?
You can put it in the garbage under your seder table, he says, as long as you can make sure you're on that one very well.
Okay.
So
what about comments that you find on tape, the original thing? So that's already after you did the, you were Mavato. So is it considered that
it's
bottle or not?
It's bottle, so you're not in violation of Bal Yerubai Mata, but you still have to destroy it midrabbanan, not to rely on the bitl alone. So if it's on Chol HaMoed, so you go and destroy it. And if it's on Yom Tov, the Gemara says you cover it up, and then after Havdalah on Chol HaMoed, then you go and you destroy it. That's called koif all of a sakli. And then you destroy it the first opportunity.
But does that question require shreifa or just anything?
According to Rabbi Yudah, requires shreifa. According to the Chachamim, hash b'sasa b'chol do. The same shayla, Rabbi Yudah and the Chachamim. So this is the shayla. Now, if Pesach Chol is b'Shabbos, if you're going to have chometz for Friday night and Shabbos morning, so you're going to get involved in an issue, what are you going to do with the leftover chometz? Unless you're going to be so meticulous and so careful, you're not going to have any leftover chametz yet. So some people insist they got to eat chametz, and they have to eat on paper plates. No, that's covered Shabbos, to eat on paper plates, plastic plates, to throw at the plates in the garbage. Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's the covered to eat on Shabbos dick plates. So other people insist they want to have Pesach, they want to have everything Pesach dick. They don't want to have any bread. So many years ago, the Nezer HaKodesh, Moshe Rosen, lived in New York. So he wrote the whole tshuva, he printed a whole Vatera in Hapardes, that it's not permissible to eat Pesach Dik this coming Shabbos. It's an Issa Bal Pesach. In the Chumash, Pesach is 7 days. He live in Chutzlaritz, Midirabon, Pesach is 8 days. And you're going to make, you're going to make Pesach 9 days, it's Bal Pesach. You're not allowed to do that.
Eating?
Huh? Eating? So Rabbi Feinstein wrote a whole tshuva, what's up, Bal Pesach? He's not interested in making Pesach. He's not davening Yom Chag HaMatzah on there. He does. He wants to eat on Pesach's bigger place. He wants to eat on nice place. Doesn't want to eat on paper plates. His wife doesn't want to make everybody crazy with the chametz over here and the Pesach over here. So Rav Moshe doesn't think that it's Baal Tosa. He doesn't agree with that. But then Rav Moshe wrote, but there's going to be another issue.
If you got,
if you're going to eat matzah, so the din is that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. In the Gemara, it doesn't appear. The Gemara says you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. That's the Gemara. At the end of the second parak, on Mem Aleph on the base, the Gemara says that that's an Issa Deraisa. You're not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach before Lilo.
What about the Maimer of the Master of the Erev Pesach? Even for all of
the Tesis and all of Rishayim quote the Yerushalmi. That's in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Rif, the Rama, they all quote that even on the Bavli it doesn't appear, they accept the Yerushalmi. It's not permissible to eat the Pashup Shat, it's only Midir Rabbanim. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Yontif. That the Gemara says that's an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara discusses maybe there's Malkus. Whether there's Malkus because it's Alav Avom Mechlala say. But this Isser is only like Baal HaRasas Beis Chomes and Isser Derabbanon. So this is an Isser Derabbanon. That you're not allowed to eat matzah and Erev Pesach. So the Shaila is, how much of Erev Pesach is included in the Isser? So the Baal HaMor and Daf Mem Tes, when he has his whole interpretation of the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether you have to destroy the Chomes on Erev Shabbos or you destroy it on Shabbos, so he says that's the machlokes of your halak rabbiuda, halak vachachamim, and your chametz over the stray for anish b'sasim chodav. So he goes on to say more. So he says, and if you're going to burn all the chametz on Erev Shabbos, what are you going to eat? You're going to fast Hanesim? So he says that he'll eat matzah. He's not worried about the Baal Tosa. He's not worried about Moshe Rosen's Baal Tosa. So he said, matzah? How can you eat matzah? Yeah. Either Talmud Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. Dr. Nain, the prohibition against eating matzah Erev Pesach begins after Chatzos. When Erev Pesach in the afternoon, when there's a din that you that it's already you're holding by Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz minatara then. So then there's a din with the rabbanon and you're not allowed to eat matzah either. But in the morning before chatzos, you can eat matzah. There's no problem. The Ramban disagrees.
Yeah, people don't eat.
Yeah, that's yeah, minhag. Yeah, yeah. People don't eat from before. Oh, that's only minhag. But the question is the actual din. When does the din begin? So the Baal HaMor and Daf Mem Tes, in the middle of his commentary on the Mishnah there, Mishnah is very brief and it doesn't explain what's going on. So the Baal HaMor fills in all the missing information. So the Baal HaMor has his famous opinion that it's only forbidden to eat matzah there at Pesach after Chatzos Hayom in the afternoon. In the morning of Erev Pesach is Mutar. The Ramban has a long attack against the Baal HaMor and the Mochamas, and he says it's not correct. That even in the morning, you're also not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach.
It's 2 weeks.
Some have been limited to 2 weeks. Yeah, different. But this is Minhagim. This is Minhagim. Shabbos Al-Pi Din. When does the Din begin? When does Halacha Asa? So the Baal HaMor holds the din only yasters mederabban and Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Ramban says even in the morning. And then in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlekes. What about the night before? The night before. Is that also included in the Yisr? So that's a deal. Okay. So let's say, so if one wants to dispose of all the chametz on Erev Pesach, so we assume there's no Baal Tosif. Let's say he wants to have everything Pesach, Nick. So what's he going to use for Lecha Mishnah? So let's say we'll be machma not to eat matzah even the night before. You're not going to eat matzah in the morning, so what are you going to eat? So everybody says you'll eat egg matzah. So is it permissible to eat egg matzah? If the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so why should egg matzah be mutah? So the Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that since egg matzah is matzah ashira, and the Gemara says you're not yotze with matzah ashira, it has to be lechamoni, what the poor man eats. Matzah ashira is expensive because more than the normal matzah. So therefore, since you can't be yotze with this matzah anyway, so the Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosfos, it's permissible to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, and he did it. Rabbeinu Tam ate egg matzah on Erev Pesach. That's what it says in Tosfos. He ate egg matzah on Erev Pesach. So Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Rabbeinu Tam ate egg matzah on Erev Pesach. The Vilna Gaon says we shouldn't paskin like, usually the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch doesn't give his own opinion. He just gives man the kindness. The Shulchan Aruch says Aser, so he tells you, where does it say Aser? It says Mutter, he tells you where it says Mutter. HaGemara, Mishnah, Rambam, Tosfos, Atosefta, he just gives you Mamakam. And once in a long while, he gives his own opinion. So the Vilna Gaon works with a premise that there are no contradictions between the Zohar and the Nikla. He says there's only one contradiction between the Zohar and the Gemara. When a person is davening Shemon Esrei, I permit it to walk behind him. Tuch Dalaram. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch, he holds that that's the only contradiction. And everything else.
Isn't that how you're supposed to face the
So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner once asked him that kasha. That's what he quote. There's a glaring contradiction between the Zohar and the Gemara. Married couples, which direction should the beds be? Should it be north south or should it be east west? Hastira gluya. How can you answer that? So the Vilna Gaon gave him an explanation how it's not a contradiction, and he forgot what the explanation was. Doesn't help too much. But he walked away. He remembered that the Vilna Gaon said there are no contradictions. The one and only contradiction between the Zohar and the Nigla is about walking behind someone
and
who's in the middle of Shmanet.
And what's halacha? What is halacha? Who says what?
About the Dalai Lama's behind. I think the Zohar is machmir and the Gemara is making. Gemara saying not allowed to walk in front of him, letzdodim, because he can look there. But behind him, he's not looking there, you're allowed to walk. And the Zohar is machmir even behind. So in the biographies of the Gemara that they have from Europe, the Aliyos Aliyot, they have the biographies, so they quote this. And then on the bottom of the page, there's a long footnote where they quote 25 Svarim and Achrayim, where they say there is a machlokes between the Zohar and the Gemara. Some sofers and this one and that one and the other one. So they say the Gaon must have had a different shot than all of these, and all of these sources. He holds that there's no contradiction. So the Gaon here in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch writes, he assumes there's no contradiction between the Nigla and the Nistar, and he says that Rabbi Natan is contradicted by a Zohar, because the Magen Avraham on the Daf, Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar from Parsha Shmini that says when there are Pesach, Aliyas B'Shabbes, there was an issue of eating shalashudas. So Rav Shimon Baichoi said Divrei Torah, and it was Yotzi shalashudas with the Divrei Torah, because he couldn't eat chametz. There are Pesach in the afternoon. Shalashudas you have to eat in the afternoon. Because he couldn't eat chametz, it's an Issa Derais, and he couldn't eat matzah because you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So he had no brary, he couldn't eat shalashudas. So Belay's brary, he can't eat shalashudas. So he said Divrei Torah, and he was Yotze the Shalashudas with the Divitur. So the Vilna Gaon faked Akasha. Oh, so why not eat Paris? So apparently the Zohar thinks that you have to wash. You have to have a moitzi. Shulchan Aruch says that those who disagree, so the Vilna Gaon says, but the Zohar assumes you have to have a moitzi. And you can't have a moitzi. You can't eat chametz, it's an Issa Deraisa. You can't eat matzah, it's an Issa Derabbanan. So you have no prayer. So the Vilna Gaon asks, why didn't he do like the Rabbi Natan's Chochma? You should have eaten egg matzah. The Zetman from the Zohar, the Rav Shimon Baichai is not in agreement with the Rabbi Natan. So if you have an argument between Rav Shimon Baichai and the Rabbi Natan, so he thinks he should follow Rav Shimon Baichai. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. You see from the Zohar that the prohibition against eating matzah, there are Pesach, even applies to... From the Zohar that you're not allowed to eat matzah, hashira, and Erev Pesach, but in the Shulchan Aruch it says that it is mutter. So that's what Moshe Feinstein says. Shulchan Aruch states that it's mutter to use egg matzah. So he says, so you use your egg matzah for Friday night and for Shabbos morning, and there's no problem. Shaila is? No, not Friday. The Rambam. The Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend against egg matzah because he was fond of the Rambam. The Rambam has a unique opinion. Nobody in the world agrees with this Rambam. The Rambam has a unique opinion that when the Gemara talks about Matzah Ashira, Allah Mitzvah and Aleph, the Gemara only quotes four examples of Matzah Ashira. That's a different thing. If you have a very gigantic Matzah, that's another Matzah Ashira. Matzah Mulashalas is a Matzah Ashira. But which juices, if you mix in juices, which juices make it into Matzah Ashira? So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, there are only four. Yain Shem and Dvash Chovav, Melnish. So the egg matzah doesn't have any of the four. It only has eggs and it has apple cider. So since it's not from the four mashkin, so the Rambam's opinion is that egg matzah can be used for Leil HaSeder. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He recommends against using egg matzah on Erev Pesach, because according to the Rambam, it's not matzah shira. So you can be yotze yidechai vata with it. It's like eating regular matzah, because mamish kosher for the mitzvah. So first of all, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam's opinion has not been accepted. Okay. So we don't really pass on the Rambam. Secondly, in recent years, the different kashrus organizations encouraged the matzah companies to make grape juice matzahs. So even according to the Rambam, that's the iron. So they sell it in the store. So it's called egg matzah, but years ago, the egg matzah always had an orange color, a yellow-orange color.
Like eggs.
Like eggs. You know that it's made with eggs. Now it says egg matzah with a purple cover. That you know that it's egg matzah, but it has wine in it. It has purple wine in it. It tastes the same because it has grape juice in it, and it has eggs. It has a lot of eggs in it. So basically, it's egg matzah with a slightly different flavor. So that's why in recent years they sell it in all the stores now. It has a broyer hashgacha manufactured in Eretz Yisrael. It has tarkei hashgacha on it. So the issue, the Rav Soloveitchik's issue, that according to the Rambam, it's not matashira, so you satisfy that a bit. The only shayla is, how much do you have to eat? Because egg matzah is really mezainis. It's like a cookie. So when, and you can't use mezainis for like a mishnah, you have to have a moitzi. So you have to be, if you eat a lot, if you eat a whole ton of cake or cookies, and then it becomes a moitzi, you have to wash and you have to bend. So how much do you have to eat? So some say if you eat a whole box of egg matzah, then you can say a moitzi. Then you can use it for lach mishnah. If you're only going to have it kazayis, you can't use it. So Rav Moshe disagrees with that. That's what Rav Moshe Rosen said. The Oz, he so holds that it's not right to have to observe Pesach for 9 days, 12 days. And then it says, and even if you're not concerned about that, how can you use egg matzah? You're going to have to eat a ton of egg matzah. So Rav Moshe says that he doesn't agree. There are many possible to say like Rav Moshe Rosen, way before Rav Moshe Rosen. His grandson, Rav Moshe Rosen's grandson, Litvak, just printed a whole Dvar Torah, Hillel Litvak, to show all of the possible to say like his grandfather. He wanted to defend his grandfather.
But there's a question.
Rav Moshe,
the question
of sphere. You have to eat so much egg matzah that you eat today's sphere. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not necessary because it says in the Morgan Avram says like this, let's say a person goes to a wedding and he doesn't plan to stay to the end. So the thing is that if you're eating in a meal together with others, you're not allowed to leave early because you have to wait till they bench mezumen. You mechuyev mezumen, unless you're going to bench mezumen at your table. It's not their heritage. So a lot of people have to practice that they know they're going to leave early, so they don't wash. Okay? You don't wash. They say, you're not going to bench mezuzah. You're not going to bench at all. So Rav Moshe points out, and his truth is that you got a problem. That sometimes the person, he was away in the office all day, he's hungry, comes to a wedding, and until the waiter serves the next course, he's hungry. So they have cookies on the table, so you start gnashing the cookies. So if you eat a whole meal and you're ready to plot, and then you have cookies at the end, so the cookies on the side. But if you're in the middle of eating the meal and you're still hungry and you're eating cookies in order to fill yourself, so the Magen Avraham says, that's called Kviya Sudeh. When you have to eat a lot of cake, a lot of cookies, that's if you're only eating cake and cookies. And if you eat a lot of it, it becomes amoytzi. But if you're eating a whole meal, a whole regular wedding meal, and in the middle of the meal, you didn't wash, in the middle of the meal, you want to have a cookie and also to fill you up a little bit. Not eating the cookie as a snack. You're eating the cookie to fill yourself up. So the Magen Avraham writes La'alocha that that's called the Kviya Sudeh. Rav Moshe thinks that we pass like that. The Mishnah Berurah says we pass. There are those who disagree with the Magen Avraham. And he says he thinks that we pass like the Magen Avraham. Rav Moshe says, on Shabbos, you're going to eat a regular Shabbos vegan meal. So you're going to have the egg matzah at the beginning of the meal. You don't eat it at the end of the meal as a snack. You say Amotzi, and you start eating the egg matzah at the beginning. Then you're going to have a whole meal to fill yourself up. So the way the Magen Avraham says, that's called the Kviya Sudeh.
Shouldn't the Shabbat say, egg matzah?
That's what Moshe Feinstein explains. Since you're eating the egg matzah in the middle of a meal, so it becomes hamaitzi. So that's like eating bread. That's like using bread. So the Lecha Mishnah.
So how much do you have to eat in a congregation?
Kazayin. And then Rav Moshe adds on, especially, it's even more than a chasim, because here you want it to serve as Suda Shabbos, since that's your intention. So that the intention that it should serve as a Suda Shabbos does haste a Kviya Suda. It would have been a Kviya Suda even if it would be a weekday, because you're eating it together with a whole meal. Let's say they have the Mezainis rolls, and you travel by plane, so they always say it's Mezainis rolls. So first of all, it's highly questionable Mezainis rolls. It tastes like regular bread. It doesn't taste different from regular bread. And even if it would have been a mezainis roll, but you eat it together with the rest of the meal. So the Magen Avraham says that, it tells us that even if it is mezainis, let's say you're not going to eat the roll, you're going to eat the cookie though. So the cookie is also mezainis. Cookie is also should have been mezainis. But if you eat the cookie together with everything else, then it's part of what fills you up. So that's called the Kviya Sudeh. You got to say amoytzi on that.
I thought
there were mostly
that it'd be too much.
You just
like one diet?
I think so. You just have one kazayis, and that's, I don't know, he has them in the safe, we have to look it up.
Kazayis is a whole matzah, no? You had a whole egg matzah.
7, 8,
I think of matzah shira is also all day long. Yeah.
Okay.
Rav Shimon Chai had comments in the morning.
Okay.
So then people always bring up the issue, how can you use egg matzah? But the Rambam says you're not allowed to eat egg matzah all Pesach long. That's another story. There is a Gemara on Lamed Hay on the face. Sugya Matzah begins Lamed Hay Adal. So the top of Lamed Hay Adal, the Gemara says, make Peris Ein Machnitzit, the top line. If you mix flour with juice, with fruit juice, it does not turn into hummus. So Rashi, Hotar Kasha, the very next up, Lamed Vav Amin Aleph has a long arichas from all the Tanaim, that if you mix flour with May Peris, not only is it become chomet, it'll become fifth, and you can't even control it, and you're not allowed to eat it. You have it one time, you're not allowed to eat it. So how can the Gemara say May Peris are not machmitzim? And the very next up it says, Fakir, it's Memayel Ahachmetz. So Rashi has an answer, and Tesis has an answer. So Tesis says, if you only mix, and Tesis' opinion is the accepted opinion, if you only mix juices with flour, nothing will happen. But if you mix water with flour and you pour in juice, then it'll hasten up in the Maila house. So that's the opinion that's accepted. So Rashi has a different chumr. Rashi has a chumr digib shot. So Rashi learns, if you mix juice with water, it'll hasten the chimus process. It'll begin faster. Usually, if you mix flour with water before 18 minutes, there's nothing to discuss at all. And after 18 minutes, you can yawn 10 times, and then you can start to discuss whether it's becoming common. Chimus is a process. It takes a while. So the beginning of the process is called seor. That's a Mishnah later. On Mem Ches on the base. On Chumash, there's a din of seor. That's a different thing. On seor is a different thing. So there's a machlek that you don't know. When is the beginning of the chimus process and when is the gemar? You only chayv kars if you eat chametz b'pesach, which is chametz dog and gomer. The chimus process was completed. So when is it considered the beginning of the process? When is considered the end of the process? So it's a machlek is hatanon. But Rashi learns if you mix may peris, if you mix juice with flour, the chimus process will begin faster than with water. But it'll never become chametz dog and gomer. It'll only remain in limbo, in the in-between state of chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha means the chimus process began, but it didn't complete. So when the Gemara says, may teres ein machmitzim, it means it'll never become chametz gomer. But the Gemara says, memar lahachmitz, it means the chimus process will begin faster, but it'll never be completed. But since it begins, so there's an isa, either an isa derabbanan or an isa deraisa. That's a machlekes hatanoim. When the chimus process began, that's a machlekes ramei Yudah, whether that's an isa deraita or an isa derabbanan. Do you get malchus or you don't get malchus? That's how Rashi writes. So Rashi's opinion is not really accepted. So the Rambam writes, Ashkenazim have a minig to be choshish for Rashi's shita. The Sfaradim don't have such a minig. And Ashkenazim have a minig to be choshish for shita's Rashi, mishu kodesh ol Rashi. So that's the shaila. So that's why for years and years it always said on the box of egg matzahs, used to say only in Hebrew, Mutavak l'cholim l'skenim l'ktanim kamavua v'ramah. And now, in the last couple of years, they put it in English also, that according to the Ramah for Ashkenazim, they asked our parents on the Beitchik, the Chalavach, years ago, why does he only put it in Hebrew? He's misleading the people. So he said, he holds that the egg matzahs from strikes, the chumas of Ramah doesn't really apply. He said, the chumra, according to Rashi, the chumra is
juice.
That if you have juice with flour, it's memayel lahachmetz, if you're not doing hisaskus, but if you're shaking it and kneading it and crushing it and topping it the whole time, how can it be machmetz? You have to have shahiyah. If you have flour with water and you keep on doing hisaskus, it's not going to turn into chumra. You have to have shahiyah that it just sits there, no one's doing anything. You have to have a long shiur, more than 18 minutes, more than an hour, more than 2 hours. That's the rise. And if you have made peris with water, if you let it sit there, then maybe in 10 minutes, maybe in 15 minutes, you have a problem. But if you don't let it sit, The Magus keep on shaking, and he said he introduced a special clapping machine that serves no purpose other than to do isaskas on the egg matzahs. He thought that his matzahs are really mutter even according to the minhag of the Rambam. So he put it in Hebrew that people shouldn't have tarumas, but he said he didn't feel that he has to put it in English because he thought that it's not really true. The minhag of the Rambam, the Chashish Rashi, doesn't apply. So here is the shadow. The Rambam says, so that's the custom. They always manufacture egg matzahs, and it says on the box, it's only for little children. How do you have it around the house? And the answer is, we really don't pass from like Rashi. According to Rashi, it's chometz nukshe. It means the chimas process began, and you're not allowed to have it around the house. We don't really pass from like Rashi. It's a chumrah. So the chumrah only was not to eat it. There's no chumrah not to have it in the house. There's no chumrah not to get anor from it. You can have, I can be a big machmer, and I can have a store, a grocery store, and I can sell egg matzahs on Pesach. But I would never eat that stuff on Pesach. But there's no Bar Yiroi and there's no Yisra Hanor. The minig is to be choshish for Rashi only to the extent of Achila. Like kidneys. Minig is we don't eat kidneys. Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys on Pesach. So the minig only is you don't eat kidneys. You can feed it to the behemoths. You can get Hanor from it. You can keep it around the house. Yes, there's no Bar Yiroi by
much.
Yeah, you can feed it to the birds, feed it to the behemoths, right? There's no Bar Yiroi, there's no Yisra Hanor. So the same is over here. The Mefarshim say the Ferish on the egg matzah, there's no Bar Yiroi, and there's no Yisra Hanor. That's how you can feed it to the Chol Moskei. You leave it around the house. So here, Be'at HaShayla, the Chumra Saramo, that is Choshish V'Rashi Shita, that if you mix May Paris with flour, it's Namar V'Hachmet, so we treat the egg matzahs as Chometz Nukshe. So is that Chumra only to be observed on Pesach? Does it even apply on Erev Pesach starting from the morning when you're not allowed to eat chometz, so you're not allowed to eat the matzah sheni loisha, you're not allowed to eat the egg matzah. So that's a machlokes achrei. So Nederach HaChaim Siddur by the Nesivos, he writes you can eat egg matzahs until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Until you're not allowed to eat a meal 3 hours before the end of the day. Somach l'mincha k'tan. Mincha k'tan is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So somach l'mincha k'tan means another 30 minutes before chatzishah. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to have a meal after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. But up until 4 o'clock, the Derech HaChaim Siddur writes that you can have the egg matzahs. And Rabbi Kivega has a few he'oris on the Derech HaChaim Siddur. So he says, how can he say that? It's not correct. The Rambam says the meaning is that we don't eat egg matzahs because she said it's chametz nukshe. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat the egg matzahs starting from the morning. So then if you look in the Rambam has a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. On the tour, in the Dark Moshe. So the Rambam says that you're not allowed to eat egg matzah starting from Shor Asiris. So somebody thought Shor Asiris 10 o'clock in the morning. That's not what Shor Asiris means. Shor Asiris means 4 o'clock in the afternoon is Shor Asiris. 6 o'clock is Shor Rishonah. 6 a.m. to 7 is Shor Rishonah. 7 to 8 is Shor Shniyah. 10 o'clock is not Shor Asiris. Shor Asiris is 4 or 5 in the afternoon. That's Shor Asiris. That's what the Rambam writes in the Dark Emotion.
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So the Rambam says the Ferish like the Derech HaChaim said. You can eat the egg mass until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So in those communities where they follow this, what the Rambam says, means the Chumra not to be choshish for Rashi. The Chumra to be choshish for Rashi, that the egg mass is from its Nukshe. The Chumra was only on Pesach, like the Prima Gordon writes regarding kidneys. You can eat, on Erev Pesach, you can eat all the kidneys you want. Even Ashkenazim, there's only kidneys. On Pesach, they can eat Yuzim, they eat all the kidneys they want on Erev Pesach. Just like the Hasidim have a Chumra not to eat Kibrox. But on the last day of Pesach, they Zavki eat Kibrox. They Zavki eat Kibrox, because they don't want that the Misnagdim should be punished for not observing this Hidur. So they also eat Kibrox on the last day to demonstrate that it's only a Chumra.
Because the dishes are 12 months waiting to use it again, so it's going to be okay.
So that's the Shaila. So how do they eat if they're Choshish, that the Kibrox really becomes Chumra? So how can they use the dishes next day? That's even to say, if you wait 12 months, so you rely on the Shitas Chacham Tzvi. That any trade should plead that you wait 12 months, you have the cash. Truth of the matter is that they really don't have to go so far to wait 12 months. Mm-hmm. Truth of the matter is it's the shock, right, in Yeridaya. The Gemara says like this, if I have a tray for pot, they put chazer in the pot, so there's a flea of tray for pot. So the Gemara says, min ha-torah, if you wait 24 hours after you cook the tray, that's within 24 hours it's called the Kli Ben Yomo. Within 24 hours. After 24 hours it's called the Kli She'ena Ben Yomo. So the Gemara says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah that in Minatora, if you have a Kli She'ena Ben Yomo, hasn't been used for Treifas for 24 hours, Minatora, you don't have to kasha it at all. Because whatever Treifas Kli is going to come out, it's going to be nice and tam gam, and it doesn't pose a problem. But with the Rabbanon, they made it Zerah, Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. If you put a label, a sticker on every pod, that this is trade up until 4 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. on Wednesday. And then so someone may mix up the labels. They may mix up, you know, you won't remember where you're holding. I have only one set of dishes, and I'll switch Fleishig Milchig, I'll put on stickers. This is Fleishig until Tuesday, 8 o'clock. This is Milchig until... So you're afraid that the labels will fall off and you mix up all the pods. The medics, they're the Rabbanon, Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. So there's a Machlekes Achreinim, whether this Zerah Derabbanan that you have to kasher a treif a pot after 24 hours, is that only if the pot became treif min haTorah? So there's what to be gozer about. You're gozer, you made by mistake, you use the pot within 24 hours. Yeah. What if the whole treif a pot only became treif min Derabbanan? I cooked something that's only awesome Derabbanan, basa b'chala Derabbanan, I made chicken with milk. It's only basa b'chala Derabbanan. So we still say Zerah Eina Ben Yomo Ata Ben Yomo. Isn't that Zerah? It's Zerah. If you'll use the pot within Ben Yomo, it's only an issue Derabbanan. So do you have a right to make exams? So that's a machloek is the shach and another Yehuda. The shach writes without any mark. Usually the shach gives you a ton of marmakas. He quotes this one, that one, the other. He quotes from that no one ever heard of. Shach died at a very young age, and he quotes more from than anybody ever heard of. Phenomenal book. No one knows how he could have mastered so many from. During that, he died after the age of 40 or something. They're very before 40 something. Shouldn't they? So here the shach doesn't quote anybody. Just says. The din, if it's a treifa pot, you're not allowed to use it until you kash it, even after 24 hours go by. It doesn't make a difference whether it's treifa not or treifa the rabbi. And then that if you as old shuvah, he's not so convinced, he thinks the shach is wrong. If it's only treifa the rabbi, then he thinks that maybe you don't have to kash it after 24 hours. But the meaning is like the shach, that even if it's only treifa the rabbi, you have to kash. But the shach himself writes in the second chelik yeredeya, what if you have a treif of pot that's only treif because you cooked something that's not even awesome at the Rabbanon, it's only awesome because of a minig.
Yeah.
You cook kidneys in the pot. Then the shach says you just wait 24 hours and that's it. You don't have to kash. So the truth of the matter is that the gibroks, the chassidim, don't say gibroks is awesome at the Rabbanon. They eat it on the last day taste. It's only a minig lahachmer. So according to what it says in the shach,
the next day.
Even if Pesach would be next week, happens Pesach is a year later. But even if Pesach would be next week, once 24 hours go by, Farsik, that's the end of the story. You don't have to be concerned at all. Yeah. So the truth of the matter is that the Ramah himself writes explicitly in his commentary on the tour that the minig by the Ashkenazim not to eat egg matzah on Pesach is only on Pesach proper. And there are Pesach the minig does not apply. That's exactly what the Derech HaChaim Siddur wrote. That you can eat the egg matzah until Shoah Asiris. Shoah Asiris doesn't mean 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Shoah Asiris means 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's the pashtus. So the building going is
machmir. Can you wash?
You should have to. Usually egg matzah is much softer than matzah. So most of the egg matzah is going to be broken. So if you have a few boxes of egg matzah, you may be able to salvage two shleimus from a couple of boxes. You get two shleimus. You wash, make sure you have a kazayis, and because you're eating it together with the whole meal, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that that's called a Kriya Suda.
So you can eat it for the day also, halakha.
Till 4 o'clock? So you don't have to, daven at 6 o'clock. You can daven at 9 o'clock, there's my Krishna you'll make, Then you should daven mincha at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, take it easy. Then you have your Shabbos Shudas. Make sure you finish Shabbos Shudas by 4 o'clock. Okay. Good night, Mar Rami.
I'm going to go to your
opinion. Okay. Okay. People make such a complicated... Right.
That's all if you make it...
Right. So that's what we're explaining. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the Rambam at all. His opinion has been outvoted. And then secondly, that's what we're saying, that now several of the matzah companies make egg matzah with wine, and even according to the Rambam, is matzah shir. So get the wine matzah. Get the grape juice matzah. That to tell a difference, the egg matzah without wine has a yellow box. And the egg matzah with wine has a purple color box. It looks the color of wine. It says egg matzah, but it has wine in it.
Is that what you do? You eat matzah?
Yeah. Yeah. We use egg matzah.
I remember Rav Shia, he recommended you should eat bread at night and bread in the morning.
Okay. My wife likes to serve on real plates. Shabbos. Yeah. She doesn't like paper plates.
Right.
So we eat egg matzah?
Yeah.
If you eat those wine matzahs, so together with the rest of your meal, it has to be a four to get, right? Because then...
Americans usually don't starve, yeah. We're not undernourished. We eat too much. We eat a lot. You can eat a regular meal, however much a person eats. Older people
make
it less. Very easy. Younger people eat more.
Without Pesach, so the night away.
Yeah. And Leil, the first night of Pesach, so the Gemara says we say a fancy Kiddush Yak Nahas. We say Kiddush and Abdullah, Bar Mi'aresh, all together. We don't say Bar Minimstam. Pesach begins all Pesach. Ivan Gimel Al-Smaneshah, how come you don't say Bar Minimstam? But the Maitre, you don't say Bar Minimstam. For whatever the reason is, you say Bar Mi'aresh. So many have the Minig when you have a Abdullah candle. The Gemara says, when you say Bar Mi'aresh, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to have an abuka. What says the Nabucca? A torch. What's a torch? So we have a Havdalah candle that has a lot of wicks on top, and all the wicks make one big gigantic flame. But that's called the Nabucca. So the Shaila is, what about on Yom Kippur? You're not going to light a Havdalah candle, especially. You can't blow it out. You can't extinguish it. You're going to burn out the whole Havdalah candle. So people usually take two candles that are near each other, and you put them together, and you have the two flames blending together. The Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from in Europe, and some of the Achrenim have this, the minig was to be makbid that on Leil Yom Tov, you don't put the two candles together, because Nikar Adin, if you have two candles that are near each other, that's also called an avuka. If you have one candle in this corner, one candle in that corner, then that's not called an avuka. But if the two candles are an inch near each other, the same leichter, near each other, that's called an avuka. So it's really sufficient. If you're going to blend the two together, some kind of a hashash malacha or another.
Kibui.
So he said, some say it's kibui, and some say it's havarish alot Torah. Whatever. So that's why many have the minute that when you forget and you don't have a Havdalah candle, and you take two candles and you hold them together, you make one big flame. But if it's Yom Tov, you're saying Havdalah in the middle of the Kiddush, they just leave the two candles separately, and you don't put them together.
Why do you need two candles? Why isn't it one candle?
It's a special flame. Why says, mitzvah min amuvcha to have avuka. So avuka means two candles.
Well, yeah, mitzvah min amuvcha is one thing, but avshash min kibui is a lot worse than the mitzvah.
So that's why he said he shouldn't do it.
Well, the best thing would be just to take one single candle.
No, but we have two candles near each other. They have two candles near each other.
You have to
blend them in together. They're there anyway. That's because of the different colors in the
colors.
Yeah. That's not because of the avuka.
No. That's a by Shama, I believe. That's a ma'orei.
Yeah. The machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah is ma'orei that in the Haggadah, the way it's printed, he thinks that there's a line there that's a hefsek. So you should look at it and you shouldn't say it. So he says, since it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to talk from the time you say, Mibrach Allah Chilas Matzah till after the Kairach, so how can we make a whole announcement? We say, Zechel Amigdash Gehil, Okein Al Silbis Manshah Bismigdash Aikai Mekrach Pesach Matzah Mar, Rechab Yalakai Mashinam. He says, that's not a hefsek. That's a hefsek. So he says that that's a mistake that it said. It's supposed to be a Rashi Yosius. It's an explanation of what Kairach is all about. It's a commentary, but you don't have to say it. So because of that Mishnah Berurah, and all the Haggadahs it says in big letters with the Buddhas that you say. So he thinks that that's a printing error, the printer put that in. This is an explanation, it's a commentary on the side. So because of that Mishnah Berurah, Salman Machmas, so they say Zechel HaMikdash Gehil after they finish eating the Kairach. Instead of giving the drasha before they eat the Kairach, they say, what we just did was Zechel HaMikdash Gehil, etc. Then you have another issue. In all the Haggadahs, even the non-Chassidish Haggadahs, they have all over the place, Hinei Mimuchan Mizum Alakai. So that's wonderful if before you start saying the whole Kiddush, you say Hinei Mimuchan Mizum. But let's say you say Asher Gyalana Vidrolas Havasenim Mitzrayim. Then after you finish Goal Yisrael, you're supposed to say Bar Piyak Lachan and drink the wine. So in all the Haggadahs, it says Hinei Mimuchan Mizum Alakai Mitzvahs Koshani, Then you say bar piagof, and then you drink.
Right.
So that hitting the mukhan mezuman is a hefsek. In the middle of the bracha makos consists of the gal Yisrael with the bar piagof. So if you want to say hitting the mukhan mezuman, you should say before you start saying hashir yalan and gal zavin. You should say over there. The same thing with Bechas Hamazon, at the end of the bench, and you say Bar Piagofen. So they printed Hini Mulcham Zuma to drink the Koshmish. So you should say, if you want to say, you look at it and you think, but if you want to say Hini Mulcham, you should say before the benching. Hini Mulcham Zuma, the kind mitzvah says, and Shav Bechas Hamazon. The Hini Mulcham Zuma, the kind mitzvah is Koshmish. And then you say the benching, and you say the Bar Piagofen. The same thing the fourth cause. It's not right to say Hini Mulcham Zuma, that's a hefsek. You can be Mechavin it, that's not a hefsek. Same thing in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machlokes Achreinim from the 1400s. Magen Avraham calls Machlokes Achreinim. You're not allowed to eat anything after the Afikreinim, and we're not allowed to drink either after the Afikreinim, so you're going to get thirsty later on. So many developed the Minhag that after you finish the Hallel, after the meal, then you say Nishmas Kalchai, you say Ishtabach, you say Bichas Hashir. So instead of drinking Bar Piagofen right after the Bichas Hashir, so you say five pages of Piyutim, and then you drink the Kais Revi. Because if you're going to drink right away, you may get thirsty later on. And you're not allowed to drink. You don't drink water. So they want to make it easier for people. So they say 5-10 pages of Piyutim, and then you say half of the Haggadah is half like that. They have the Bar Piagofen later to make it easier so you won't get thirsty later. And others say, what's wrong with my sitos? Does I have sick? You're supposed to say Bichas Hashir ala kos. So right after the bracha, right after you finish the howl, you finish with the bracha, you got to say the bracha, you're going to drink the cup right away. If you get thirsty later on, you get thirsty. So you have some water. You drink water? We'll make a lot of water.
Some others have also to say the bracha later also.
To say?
The bracha is later also.
Here about the what do you mean the bracha, you're going later?
No. The
bracha of Yishtabach.
Yeah.
Absolutely. After the piyutim.
I don't know where it is, but it's not at the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, not later. I don't remember at all.
That's not right. No, more correct is you should finish the halo and say the bracha at the end of the halo, and then you say the bracha of and you drink, and then you say piyutim if you're interested. You say piyutim. So it's not proper to be mafsik with piyutim in the middle of the bracha of the same as water. Yeah, we're mekel. Some hold you're not allowed to drink water. We're mekel. That water is mutter after the abakas. Yeah. It's interesting, the Tosefta in Sochem speaks about the institution of Mechiras Chometz. But the Tosefta is from the Tanoim. Tosefta only has it in one rare case. A fellow is traveling on a boat, and they don't have a kosher cruise. So the religious Jew takes with him all the food that he's going to need for the 3 months that he's going 5 miles. He needs all that food. So what's he going to do? He's going to throw over the chametz overboard. Not going to have any kosher food. The other people on the boat are nochem. They don't have any kosher food. But the nishkan breiris, he has to sell the food to a goy,
right?
And then buy it back. You have to pay. He's going to destroy the chametz. He's going to go. He'll starve. He'll die from starvation on the boat. Shas atchak godel. So they instituted the mechiras chametz, and you buy it back. If you sell the chametz, you don't buy it back. That's not a problem. I have my next door neighbor now. He came in and he took all the 5 bottles of schnapps. I think they're going to disappear before tomorrow morning. Yeah. There won't be anything left after Pesach. He's going to drink it all up. No, Shad. That's not a haram. Shad is if you sell the chametz and it's understood you're going to buy it back. So that's a haram. So that the Sefer says it's Mishas HaTchagol. How come? And then later it developed in the 1800s, the Nesidus developed because a lot of Jews were farmers and they had to feed chametz to their cows. And the Shaila, not allowed to possess the chametz, not allowed to get on that. They used to sell the cow to the goy, the chametz to the goy, the next door neighbor, the goy shafama, and used to instruct the goy, make sure you feed the cow. It's also shvach ha'maisa, but it was a shas ha'tchak, they had no prayer. That's what other gedolim tiny, you have a prayer, give them kidneys. Kidneys is not val yiroi, it's muta v'anor. Maybe it's a little more expensive. So give kidneys to the behemah during the course of Pesach. May not like it, that's right. So the Nesivus was Mekel with the Mechiras Chametz for the Behemoth because it was a Shtikl Shas HaTchak for the farmers. How come by us it became a standard procedure? Everybody does Mechiras Chametz. So it's interesting, historically, you have the Karoyim always had their twist on everything. They had a different They didn't believe in Torah Shabbat there. So they said, they write in their Kisri HaKadosh, their Shavuos HaTshuvos, they write these Rabbonim, misunderstood the Chumash. It says, Leivolach HaChamis, Leivolach HaSor, so the Tanoim said, Shalchoy Ateroy, Aval Ateroy, Shal Acherim, Shal Gavoy. If the Chumash belongs to a Nochri, that's called Acherim. Shal Gavoy means Hegdish. If you have Chumash Shal Goy, in my Rishus, it's not by your Rabbi Mas. Because the Tanoim understood, Leiroy, Lechachamis, Dain Chamis. If it's not yours, if it's Hegdush, it's a guy, there's nobody. So the Karoim attacked the Rabbanim, they don't know how to read Chumash. Lecha goes on Yeroy, doesn't go on Chumash. Leiroy Lecha pours Chumash. Two Zolfish, Zayn can Chumash. But they tie the Yeroy from Bal Yeroy by Mati, even if the Chumash belongs to a guy. So they weren't Goyris the whole head to Mechivas Chumash.
So on this, they can go into a store, to a Goyish stone, look at Chumash. Right?
Yeah.
If it's the real food, that's better, no?
I don't know, maybe it's only you. I don't know what they held. I'm not sure what they held. I'll call upon it, the Mechivas Chumash, for sure they didn't hold from, because they attacked the Chachamim, they attacked the Tanoim and the Amaroim, and they say that they didn't know how to read Chumash. They didn't know how to read the Pasuk. The word Lecha is not a description of the Chumash. In the story, it's it belongs to the word Yeroy. Leiroy Lecha. Leiroy Lecha. Or it doesn't go together with the word Chumash. It goes together with the word Yeroy. So it could well be that our practice that we have Aleph Ashrayim in the Chumash by the Rav could be that this is to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat. We believe in the Drash and Satanoim.
It's like eating hot food on Shabbos.
Shabbat says that eating hot food on Shabbos is to demonstrate that we don't, that we follow the tradition of the Gemara against the Karoy. Yeah, we have a lot of practices like that.
Kiddush in case of ring. Kiddush in case of
also
to show that to the
level. Actually, also, the bars, which the people had bars and things like that, that they had to get rid of it. But not on the normal circumstances, most of the people had rid of the trumpets without it.
Right.
Right.
Let me just close with one voice and maybe we'll open the floor for discussion. People have issues they want to bring up. Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, the Mishnah says in Mokh Mishanov that before Chatzos, it depends on Minig HaMokhaim, whether you're permitted to do Malacha or not. But after Chatzos, for sure, you're not permitted to do Malacha. The Vosfah Nisa does. So some Rishonim hold that this is an Issa Derais. Most of them hold it's only with the Rabbah. We as a Pasuk Yechumish, you're not allowed to do Malacha. And they're a Pesach after Chatzos. But others hold that it's an Issa Derais. What's my Issa Derais? The first place is quotes the Rivah, based on Yerushalmi, based on a Pasuk. The Rambam quotes in Uchas Maisa Kavanas, he quotes the Morris and Tainas. The practice used to be whenever a private person would come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a carbon all year long, whenever he brings a carbon, so he has to celebrate that day. Yomar calls it Yom Tov Shalom Ohayu. Whether you bring a carbon of an animal, you bring a carbon Eitzin. Yomar talks about the carbon Eitzin. Yom Tov Shalom Ohayu. They have to celebrate the Zos of the Hesped of the Tainus. You have to eat on the day. And he says it's Zos of the Malacha. And the Rambam writes, the Dovah is a minute. He says, not even with the Rabban, it's only a minute. So that in Hilchus Chametz Matzah, when the Rambam says you're not permitted to do Malacha, he says, because Erev Pesach after Chatzos, everybody brings the Korban Pesach. So he says, this is also the Rabbanah. It's the same as whenever a person offers a Korban, that he says there it's also the Minig. And here he says, on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, everybody brings the Korban, it's also the Rabbanah. So the Mishnah Melech says, he doesn't understand how come here it's a Minig and here it's the Rabbanah. How did the Rambam know that one is a Minig, one is the Rabbanah? Maybe they're both men Atar, maybe they're both Minig, maybe they're both the Rabbanah. How did the Rambam, he doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. But that's what it says in the Rambam. This is quotes the Rivor, as far as that is an Issa Deraisa, whenever you're mechuyif to bring a carbon, that creates a Kedusha Sayyid, and an Asas the Malacha. So every day of the year we bring a carbon Talmud every day of the year. So you should never be allowed to do Malacha, every day is holy. So the Yerushalmi has Takashas, he says, no. There's a pasuk yasaf to be ganecha. There's a head to go make a parnasa. Some people think it's also to work for a living, a very machmer. So Rishami says a head to, you're allowed to go. But the pasuk only goes in general to knock off the habamina. You shouldn't think that because Gan Klal is bringing a carbon tumet every day, so you're not allowed to ever work, ever, ever, ever. The Shami says no, but their Pesach is a special carbon that you don't bring every day. So there the report, the Balatayis on Nun Amar Aleph seems to understand from the Shami that that's an Issa Derais. That's a, we don't really assume Issa Derais. We assume like the Rambam it's an Issa Derabbanan. But it means it's already, the Yontif has already begun. And we pass it in the Yerideya, there are more quotes in the Yozarua, that if one is an observance of Avelis, when it comes there, Pesach Hatzais, the Avelis is over. The Shaina Yontif. Just like when Shavuot comes, when Sukkot comes, when Rosh Hashanah comes. So it terminates Shiva, it terminates Loshim. So Erev Pesach, after Hatzais, terminates Avelis. Whatever you're holding by. You're holding in the middle of Shiva, terminates Shiva, you're holding in the middle of Loshim, terminates Loshim. It's like a Yontif. So that's all based on this Mishnah, this Gemara, and Nun Amar Aleph. No, that we don't do. Let's say Sukkot breaks Shiva, then Shmini Atzeres does not break Shlosh. That says in the Gemara. Sukkot breaks Shiva, then Sukkot itself counts as 7 days. Shmini Atzeres regular B'fnei Atzeres counts as 7 days. So 777 is 21, then Simchas Torah is 22. Then you have to observe another 8 days later. That's what it says in the Gemara. So all the Rishonim asked, why don't you say that Sukkot should cancel Shiva, Shmini Atzeres should cancel Shloshim? So whatever the answer is, we assume that it's not. So the same thing over here. The two, you can't say that Erev Pesach is Chag HaPesach cancel Shiva, and then Chag HaMatzah should cancel Shloshim. We don't say it like that. It cancels the other one. Okay, maybe we'll open the floor for discussion in case anybody wants to bring up some issues.
I have some difficulties most of the time about the choice of jet or vegetables for karpas and munor and koira. What exactly is the best way to use in order to...
The Mishnah Lamites Amar Aleph gives you a list of 5 vegetables that are acceptable for Mara. The Gemara says that the first one is preferable. The first one is preferable, and the first one is chazeres, and chazeres means lettuce. The Zman HaTanan, they didn't have regular lettuce growing in Israel. They only had romaine lettuce. The romaine lettuce is for sure. The mitzvah min amukha. That's what the Gemara says. The Babli, the Bishamli, the Shulchan Aruch.
What are we doing? Kaut is the best way.
Romaine lettuce is the best way.
Oh, wait.
For Mara.
To begin with, you start off with Karpas has no problem.
Yeah, Karpas should be something that's very pre-Hadoma. But the Magen Avraham says it should be a green vegetable. Some people use a banana, some people use a potato. But that's not a green vegetable. The Magen Avraham says radish, but the Magen Avraham not a green vegetable. Some people like potatoes, so they use potatoes. So the Magen Avraham says that that's not correct. It should be a green vegetable. It says it's supposed to be a yerek. The Rishami says that karpas is supposed to be a yerek, which means a green vegetable.
Used to the radishes, but not a green.
And Rabbi Kiveger and that Magen Avraham quote the Rishami. That they used to use petrizel. So he says that by us is petrizel.
Yeah. And then.
That's it.
And then for murder.
Then for murder, preferable is romaine lettuce.
Romaine lettuce.
That's the first on the list.
And for color, right?
Same thing. The same romaine lettuce. They were medayik from the Arizal. The Arizal tells you how you set up the Cairo. And every Haggadah they have on the first page. According to the Arizal was like this, according to this one was like this, according to that one was like that. So they write that the Chazon Ish, he just used to put it on the plate, whatever he got for it does make a difference. None of the above. He wasn't a doctor. Okay. Everybody does according to the Arizal. Fine. So the Arizal says, here you put Morar, and here you put Chazeres. So from the fact that he calls this he used for Morar, this he used for Kura. And the fact that he calls one more, he calls one chazeres, is a raya that he's using 2 different vegetables. So the latest farm saying, no, he didn't mean 2 different vegetables. He's making gematrios and rajitavis and simonim to remember, it's the same vegetable. Whatever you use for the mar, that's what you use for the curve. There's no one in the world who ever said. Did the Arizal use charein? I don't think
so.
The Arizal did not use charein. Charein started, the Achrenim, right, Charein started in Europe when they moved so far north, towards the North Pole, that the romaine lettuce was not available.
Yeah.
So they said, since they didn't have anything, so they used horseradish. And many tied it that horseradish doesn't fit into the whole Gemara at all, that you're not yotze if you use horseradish.
the last thing, or the first.
The Velt says that the second one, it says Chazer is Tamcha. The Velt says that Tamcha is Charei.
But when you learn the Sugya, it wouldn't appear so. The Gemara
says that all of these vegetables are leafy vegetables, that if you cut it, the juice will ooze out, the sap will ooze out. Horseradish doesn't, it's not leafy vegetable. And
the matzah with the lettuce.
Okay, that's the Rav Soloveitchik said. He said when Hillel Hayakura, Pesach matzah mavarim korah. So we're used to eating sandwiches. So we imagine you have a slice of bread on top, slice of bread on the bottom, and the salami in the middle, and the cheese in the middle. Then you put matzah on top, matzah on the bottom, and you put the mor in the middle. So he said, but that's not what the word korah. Korah means to wrap around. So he said, Rav Soloveitchik assumed that the matzah you can't wrap around. It didn't occur to him that he used Farvish and matzahs, that the soft matzahs that you wrap around. So he said, obviously, the matzah was in the middle, and he wrapped the romaine lettuce around the matzah. So he said, obviously, he used romaine lettuce. He didn't use horseradish. Horseradish you can't wrap around. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say.
Is there a time of the
No. There is a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in the last parak. What is charoses all about? So Rav Lezer b'Rav Tzadik says charoses is a mitzvah midrabbanan. It's not a mitzvah hatan, mitzvah midrabbanan. And the Chachamim disagree and they say charoses is not a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah. What do you need it for? So the Gemara says that the morer may have a worm in it, a kosher worm. Yeah, kosher worms are non-kosher worms. That's what Tosis explains. So the mor may have a kosher worm, but it's unhealthy to swallow a live worm. So we want to kill the worm before we swallow it.
How can you kill a worm?
Like you shech the baby. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, either you, by dipping the mor into the haroses that kills the worm, or perhaps by holding the mor above the haroses, maybe you can die from the smell. From the reah, from the smell. So the mor is not sure what you have to do, but that's according to the Chachamim's opinion, that the whole purpose of the haroses is to kill the worm. And according to Rav Lezer b'Rav Tzadik, haroses is a mitzvah midrabbanan. Basra mitzvah midrabbanan. So the Gemara has two suggestions. This is quotes that the Yerushalmi has a third suggestion. The two suggestions that appear in the Gemara are, one suggestion is that it's zechelatit, that they used to use cement in order to build the pyramids. And the other opinion is that it's zechelatam. The Yerushalmi has zechelatam, that they spilled a lot of blood. And then the Gemara has the other explanation that it's zechelatapuah. The pasuk says tachas atapuah haraticha, so we use the haroses that it should be. Here's the Gemara Kuf Tzayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says according to Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik was the mitzvah. So one Amara says zechelatapuah tachas atapuah haraticha. The other Amara says that it's zechelatit. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that it's zechelatam. So the Gemara says therefore you should satisfy all the opinions. But first you should have haroses that's very thick. Zechelatit. And then you should liquefy it by pouring in a lot of red wine, that it should be zechelatam. And you should make sure that it has a spunky flavor to it, because tachas atapuah haraticha tzorch lekehuyei. What do you mean tapuah? So obviously the word tapuah doesn't mean an apple, it means a citrus fruit. So you have to have, people always make haraches with apples, that's a mistake. They think that the word tapuah in the Gemara means an apple. And this Gemara clearly doesn't mean an apple. It happens in the days of the Tanoim. In the days of the Tanakh, there were no apples in the Middle East. It was introduced later. So when the Tanakh talks about tapuah, obviously he's talking about a citrus fruit. Citrus fruits there always were in that part of the world. And the Gemara says like that. Tzorch lekehuye, that it should be zechel. Lekehuye means you should have an acidic flavor, a sharp flavor. Zechel tapuah. So you should put in apple juice or rip up an apple and put it in. So that's according to Rav Lezer b'Rav Tzadik. What is the mitzvah? So the mitzvah is zechel of this. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah is that we don't pass from like Rav Lezer b'Rav Tzadik. For Haraya, that according to him, you should say a bracha. If it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, you should say a bracha. Asher kedushan of the mitzvah of the Tzivanu, al achilas chayrois. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes that we do pass from like Rav Lezer b'Rav Tzadik, that you have to have chayrois even if there's no issue of killing the buck. Even if there's no problem of killing the worm Gemara. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, and nonetheless, you don't say a bracha. A double steer between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is, and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. Pirush HaMishnah says, we don't pass on like Rabbi Lezer Rab Sodi. You only need the Chareisis for the purpose of killing the worms. And in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes, no, that Chareisis is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Like Rabbi Lezer Rab Sodi. The other contradiction is, that in the Pirush HaMishnah, he assumes that if the din would have been like Rabbi Lezer Rab Sodi, he would have said a bracha. And here he writes that no bracha is recited.